to Apothecary After Dark.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Apothecary After Dark, where we literally lock the door and talk about everything you want to know about metaphysics and crystals and just what a bunch of witches talk about when they are by themselves without the customers and their prying ears and eyes. My name is Dina. I'm co-owner of the Apothecary, and I'm here with Danielle.
Hi, guys. I'm Danielle. And one of our customers asked us tonight to focus on the topic of birthstones. And we haven't done a deep dive into crystals in a while. So we're going to make this a two-part series and cover like a wide variety of different ideas that correspond with months as well as with zodiac. So,
yeah, because a lot of times people come into the shop and say, I was born in September. What stone is that? Or I'm a Virgo. What stone is that? Or I'm an Aries. What stone for that? And, you know, first of all, before we even get into the correspondences, I want to just put out there that all stones and crystals are for all people, right?
Right.
So we might be saying that, for example, we're going to lead off with Aries because that's the start of the astrological wheel, and we're going to be talking about action and fiery energy and passion.
Right.
That doesn't mean that you can't use those stones or those crystals in your life. We rely on a lot of these stones to give us action and impetus in the things that we want in life.
And a big part of our business model of how we really try to cater things here, it's all about correspondences and layering. So if you want to harness that energy as you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I really could use some of that Aries energy right now because we're in that, you know, certain season, then you can say, oh, well, I can use these crystals for these purposes. Whether you're in Aries or not.
Right. So don't get nervous if we all of a sudden start talking about a crystal and you're like, but I'm not that. It's okay.
Yeah.
Still work with them. All crystals are for all people, number one.
Right.
And number two, when we talk about your sun sign, you know, it's such a small part of your natal chart, your astrological story.
Yeah, your astrological chart, when they say, oh, well, I'm this one sign for my horoscope. Well, everybody's one of 12 signs throughout the year, but there's many different planets and each one has a corresponding sign and each one has a corresponding house it resides in. And then there's different mathematical angles and equations to each other. So all of that energetically contributes to your energetic footprint.
And forget about asteroids.
Yeah, and asteroids to boot.
So there's a lot. So don't get nervous. This is a lot of information.
We're just going to break it down really simply. So we can go through the 12 months of the year with the traditional birthstones as attributed by jewelers. But we thought what would be more valuable for you is to actually talk about the astrological chart and the calendar and what dates those fall in and like what crystals could be used and why and how they help support you.
Right, because the old-fashioned sort of like, you know, I always think about my grandfather. He's a Leo. He's in August, but August is Peridot.
Yeah.
And that is a jeweler's association, right? Danielle did a lot of research and preparation for this, and in like 1917 or something like
1912,
that.
1912, I think
1912,
it was. 1912. The Jeweler Association.
Came up with these associations to sell jewelry, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, take that with a grain of salt, right? Take that with a grain of salt. We're going to really be talking about crystals and stones and gemstones that align with the month of the year and the sign that's in the month. And keep in mind that each month has two signs.
Yeah. Do you want to give the overview really quick? How do you want to...
No, let's start with Aries.
And before we go into it, I just want to say people do ask, they say, are there crystals that don't get along? I don't subscribe to that.
Me either.
I don't say like, oh, well, if you use this crystal, it doesn't get along with this crystal. It's all Mother Nature. Crystals hold a crystalline structure with a consistent vibration in a way that we are very unstable. crystals have that consistent crystalline structure that emits a frequency. That's why they help support us in ways that we may or may not know. And that's how we harness the energy that they carry, because our bones, mm-hmm. we are stardust. We are minerals and so are crystals.
Exactly.
So, you know, all of those things all come together, whether you just like the way that they look or if you like the energy. They can benefit you and adorn you. And
right. Don't worry about them fighting with each other.
Right.
They won't. So yeah. Let's start with Aries. We're going to start with the beginning of the astrological year, which is Aries, which begins around March.
March 21st.
March 21st, which is the spring equinox. Yeah. It is the time in which day and night are equal, and we only have that two times a year, and that's what we start the astrological year with. So Aries is considered the first sign. And so because...
And we're in it now.
We are in it right now.
Until April.
Although I don't know when you hear this if we're going to be in it, but we're recording in Aries. However, because they're the beginning of the astrological year, they are the astrological infants.
Yeah.
And they're a little bit impulsive, sometimes a lot of bit impulsive, right? They're the fire starters.
They're the fire
action.
Starter.
They're the I am. Of the zodiac. If you think of humanity going from nothing to something, that's Aries. And Aries appeared and said, here I am.
And it's all about self and the personal empowerment. And it's take action and assert your will. Sometimes the thought comes afterward in the case of Aries because it's a fire sign.
Right. Instead of ready, aim, fire. It's fire. Oh, my God. I fired it. I didn't aim and I certainly wasn't ready, right?
Yeah. It's a fire. It's a fire element and it's a cardinal mode. So cardinal is like the go-getter and the fire sign is take action. So it's like jump out of the cake and say, let's go get them.
Yep. So a lot of the crystals that are supportive of that Aries energy are those action signs. So by Danielle, we have a carnelian, and we also have, it's cut like a diamond. It's not a real diamond.
If this was a real diamond,
if you're listening to us, we're showing a course that's diamond shaped. We would not be working here. We would have like the Hope Ooh. Diamond and we would be retired.
That'd be very lovely.
But alas, it's quartz, but it's still beautiful. So there's carnelian, there is diamond, and there is bloodstone.
Oh,
so
here it is.
So carnelian
has dots of red.
Of the red in there. So lots of action energy in the carnelian, right? Mm-hmm. Lots of courage. But then that bloodstone to balance their impulsivity.
It's very grounding to help, like as the energy is so intense, it grounds it so it's focused instead of frenetic.
Yeah, because sometimes action needs to be directed.
Yes.
Maybe all the time action needs to
and
be directed.
It just helps stabilize your courage.
Yeah. Yes. And so what we also have here is a bunch of bracelets. If you're listening, you're not seeing them, but we're going to talk about them. We actually created a line of zodiac bracelets. And what's really neat about these is that each bracelet has a corresponding stone for your sun sign, but also your moon and your rising sign. So for the Aries bracelet, it's carnelian, smoky quartz, and red jasper, which again is bringing that action, but then that grounded courage with the red jasper, but then more grounding with the smoky. So a little bit more stability.
Just to like, as they're so ready to take action and run, it grounds it here on Earth. Rather, you know, otherwise it's too frenetic. So it just helps kind of root it in the material realm, in the physical realm.
Exactly.
So we customize these. So just for those of you who are less familiar with astrology, your sun sign is your core essence of your natal chart. Your moon sign represents your emotions. And the rising sign is your first glance, your first appearance, how people see you at first meeting. So you are all of those different signs all in one. So we put together these crystal combinations utilizing the book by Judy Hall. This is a great book. It's Judy Hall's Crystal Zodiac Sign. She has a lot of different crystal recommendations and rationale as to why.
Really great. Sense. And we do have that in stock in our shop. So that's sort of the story of Aries. Now, what's the crystal for March? Like, so now the crystal for the month of March, which is when Aries begins.
Right. So the crystal for the month of March, according to tradition, for like the gemology birthstone is aquamarine.
Now, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you need to throw water at an Aries.
Right. Well, that's the cooling part.
Exactly.
So the key words, the metaphysical significance of the aquamarine is courage, articulate communication, as well as emotional restoration. So as an Aries might come in really hot, the aquamarine helps cool it so that you can more calmly communicate and articulate the emotion behind the action.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. So
yeah.
Next is our Tauran friends.
Yes.
Taurus. Our little headstrong, unmovable bulls.
I love them. So my dad was a Taurus, and they're big loves, but they can be quite stubborn when they want to.
Who, Taurans? No. What?
April 20th to May 20th is Taurus. And the crystal associations with that include emerald, which we have a beautiful...
Mm-hmm.
Predominantly green with black inclusion, palm stone, rose quartz, as well as jade. Jade is also green, which reminds me of very supple pastures. If you think about verdant green of nurturance and nature and really opulent materiality, like of Mother Nature, that is associated very much with Taurus.
Yep. Because also think of the time of year, right? Yeah. We're getting into late April through May, and that's a time of growth. Right now, we're seeing the daffodils and the hyacinth sprouting through. So that renewal energy is big during Taurus season. So the greens really, really bring that into the forefront.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, the rose quartz, because Taurus... in its shadow can be very stubborn or fixed in its nature, because it's an earth sign, but it's also a fixed sign.
Yeah.
So it can be like set in its ways. It's very comfortable staying right where it is. It's very like...
for like happy. Ever and
yeah.
ever.
But the rose quartz encourages emotional openness, which I like. It softens the stubbornness, and it promotes the abundance and the heart-centered calm. So the green and pink both correspond with your heart chakra.
Yeah.
And I'm reminded of the Indian deity Hathor, who is a very nurturing mother, maternal goddess.
Yeah.
That is the cow. So and cows are sacred in India. So, you know, everything comes full circle, but I love the correspondences of the crystals and like how they help to support Taurus.
That's
and
awesome.
April. So the associated April and May, because it bridges both, are the diamond, which represents strength, purity, lucidity, enduring affection, and emerald, which is fertility, abundance, cardiac healing, and rejuvenation. So you think about that springtime and the growth that comes with that.
I love the energy of emerald. The Taurus bracelet that we put together is malachite with hematite and selenite.
Yeah.
So a little bit different. The malachite, very similar in energy, I think, to emerald and jade, because you have that heart-centered green growth energy. But then you have the selenite sort of bringing the reasoning up a little bit, sort of opening up that crown and getting us sort of unstuck from the earth a little bit, right? Like bringing us up a little bit, connecting us to our source, because selenite's really going to act on the crown and our connection to our angels and our guides. And then we have that hematite, which is grounding, but providing stability and strength.
Yeah. I love the combination. It aesthetically looks beautiful, but energetically, it really is very supportive. I like the inclusion of the selenite with it, just to like bring in the spiritual insight.
Right, lighten it a little bit. Yeah. Lighten it up a little bit
they
for our
stuck
in the mud Taurans. Sometimes they get
heavy.
A little
trying
to move a cow. It reminds me of like when you were like, what are those movies where they go like cow tipping?
I'm thinking about like Eeyore, even though he was a donkey. It's just like. Okay. Like sometimes
I know, that's
they like to be my dad's happiest place was like in his chair, in his living room. His comfy place. Surrounded by everyone he loves and what he loves. So, you know, sometimes they just like what they like.
All right, Gemini.
The opposite energy is Gemini, which is an air sign. And that is...
The yappers.
Yep.
The yappers of the zodiac.
Communication and thought. Very quick-witted. And that is a mutable sign, which is malleable and ever-changing.
Gemini, is Gemini ruled by Mercury?
Yes.
So mercurial, that mercurial yeah. sort of like trickster energy?
Can be, but right? it's also duality. So they see things from all different perspectives. They might show you one side of themselves, but keep another side a little more hidden. And also, since it's mutable, they have a wide range of interests. But if it starts getting too deep and too grounded into one specific topic, they'll cut out and like Irish exit to the next.
I love personally, yeah. I'm not going to fault them for a good Irish exit because I'm obsessed with an Irish exit.
Exactly.
So Gemini starts, what, the end of May, right? Gemini and then goes into yeah. June.
May 21st to June 20th.
So I really love the idea of the aquamarine and the citrine and the agate. So those are the three yeah. that they're saying because they're very, very chatty. So they need the agate to bring that grounded energy yeah. because agate is a stabilizing grounding stone, much like jasper. They need to pull it in sometimes. So much going on in the head, right? Pop it down Always. A little bit, like chillax.
They're very quick with
yes. it. Yes. But then the aquamarine, because it is a sign that's very communicative, to help them not only communicate, but soothe maybe a little bit around the polished edges of their communication, which at times it's like, okay.
They could be a little sarcastic at times or yeah. glib, but they're very intelligent.
I love the term
yeah.
glib.
Yeah, it's a great word. It is. It's true. I mean, they're great communicators and orators. So it definitely helps calm their racing thoughts and balance the duality.
Yeah, and then the citrine to help them with their creative spark because they right. are a creative sign. Air signs are creative. For our bracelet, we have rutile quartz, yeah. black tourmaline, and blue kyanite. Again, the blue kyanite is an excellent stone for alignment, for aligning that duality, but also, again, helping the communication, making sure that all the racing thoughts in their head yeah. come out the way that they want it to come out. Yeah. The black tourmaline grounds very bigly that energy yeah. of the head. But then also, let's talk about the fact that sometimes they talk shit, so maybe the black tourmaline is going to protect them. And then,
right.
And then the rutile is really going to help them also get that divine spark of inspiration.
Yes. I love that. I love my Gemini. So Cancer is the next sign.
Oh, the okay. crybabies. It's okay. They're sensitive. There well, are
they,
sensitive.
They are. There are
sensitive
water signs.
Kings and queens out on that
Their
world.
Their water signs are known by the crab, and that's June 21st to July 21st. So associated crystals with that are moonstone, pearl, and mm-hmm. selenite. So if you think about the June birthstone is pearl and moonstone and alexandrite. By the way, alexandrite's extremely rare and very hard
Good
to
luck,
find.
God bless. So, yeah. Moonstone to me yeah. is literally the pinnacle. And is moonstone on a bracelet also?
Yeah.
Because moonstone to me,
so.
Cancer's governed by the moon.
Yeah.
And moonstone reminds us of the cycles of the moon and that it's ever changing, right? So I think that's an important lesson for Cancer because they are super, super emotional. Mm-hmm. Just because you're feeling something doesn't mean you need to own it forever.
Yeah.
Right? Our feelings change at a whim. They're right. not, like, we don't want them to move in for forever and ever.
Well, I mean, they are very sensitive, but they're very nurturing. But sometimes if they feel threatened, they'll snap and then they'll go back into their shell
yeah, just
with
like
their
a little
protective
crabs
shell,
they are.
Like a little crabs. Okay, so they can be a little snappish. So what we put together is like moonstone and chrysocolla, and we did manganocalcite. Manganocalcite is very gentle and soothing and heart-centered. It brings movement and flow to where there was stagnation.
Yeah,
so it like helps with that.
And right, then, so they're not like holding on right. to their like they're hurt and they're ish, right?
Yeah, yeah. It helps it go.
Keep
but
it flowing.
Also the chrysocolla is Mother Nature and divine feminine. So it takes out the best aspects without being like a hovering parent or like overwhelmed. Right. So it also helps support their psychic gifts because they are a water sign.
They're very in tune gifted. And they're connected mm-hmm. to the moon. Yeah. All right.
And then the last one is Leo,
two more. We have to go quick. Leo and Virgo, because it's the first six, right? We did 4, 5, 6. So Leo.
Yeah.
Our little fire sign lions. Yeah. I love a Leo because mm-hmm. they have a big roar, but they also love to nap. My grandfather was a Leo. Leo placements like are rampant in my family. Yeah. And my grandpa was like the napping Leo.
Yeah, well, it's a fixed sign. It's a fixed fire sign. So think about the lion sleeping in the mm-hmm. sun. They also can be stubborn. They are very loyal. They are very giving and magnanimous and proud. Sometimes it can their shadow can be like conceit. So they need to keep that in check
yes.
and be courageous and noble without being arrogant. Okay? Because it's represented by the sun. So mm-hmm. sunstone is a great stone for that.
Yep. Ruby.
Ruby.
And we do have ruby in our bracelets.
Which is grounding. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But also so royal. Like yes. if you think that the lion, yeah. which is the constellation of Leo, is the king of the jungle.
Yeah.
Right? I think of, and ruby is connected to royalty.
Yeah.
For me, they go hand in hand. Ruby is grounding, but also, to me, links the heart to your experience on Earth. So it's like that link between the heart and your expression in this world.
And we included topaz in our bracelet as well, which
so beautiful.
Is very balancing and supportive. Yeah, no, it's Leos feel really big. Like mm-hmm. their feelings go deep. For themselves and for others, but it's all about reciprocal respect. So I think it is radiant and regal. It's one of the more, it's one of the larger signs of the zodiac.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah.
Danielle and I are Leo moons too. So like we got this, like you always this desire of people to like understand you and see you and appreciate you and show that they care about you by knowing the little things. Like God forbid, like I know every single food that Danielle likes to eat.
Yes.
Any restaurant we ever go to, I could order every single thing. She never has to speak. I know what she's going to eat.
That's true. That's true. Okay. And now the last sign for this episode is Virgo.
So September is Sapphire.
Yes, September is Sapphire, inner wisdom. Absolutely.
Which makes sense for Virgo because they are very, very, very intelligent, right?
Wisdom, insight, mm-hmm. veracity, spiritual connection. So Virgo, their brain works like a supercomputer that they can analyze all scenarios possible and then instantly break down the optimal way to proceed and the optimal outcome for how to best proceed and analyze things. Like, it's beautiful. Sometimes they need to keep their opinions to themselves if somebody does it a different way.
They could be a little picky-yoon.
Picky, particular, persnickety, but oftentimes they're right. But it doesn't mean it's the only way to do things, okay? So keep that in check, Virgos. You know, you can be proud that, like, you're right. Your way was probably right. But you got to ground yourself because you can also really overwhelm yourself. So peridot.
I like what Danielle always says about Virgos have a tendency to boil the ocean.
They do. They think about everything at once. And sometimes you got to just, like, keep it in the now and simplify and not bottle everything.
Right.
Because you can't carry the weight of the world all at once, you know?
I mean, you can. It just won't be won't be very comfortable.
It's funny. I'm wearing a color that's very much like peridot.
Yes.
So peridot, amazonite, moss, agate. So it aids in clarity and focus, relieves perfectionism. And Virgo is often associated with perfectionism because they just strive to be excellent, supports healing and self-acceptance. So Virgo is also very good at like establishing routines.
Yes.
Which is great. And nurturance and health. So moss agate is excellent for that.
Yeah, and the peridot as well, because we have peridot on our bracelet as well as blue kyanite and rainbow fluorite. So rainbow fluorite to help organize all of the things that they're thinking about all the time. Right?
Yep.
Blue kyanite, again, bringing in that alignment, the communication, the, you know, really getting to the heart of what needs to be sort of the thing to focus on because for, you know.
And clarity.
Yes,
and joy.
Clarity. And then the Peridot, I think, is also joyful also, but that renewal that you say, like, because they will sort of think themselves into an exhaustion.
It's restorative, too, because you can't burn out, you know? Like, you run the risk of burning out. So you always have to refill your cup, right? So
that's the first six.
Yeah. I hope that this is helpful. It's a lot of information to cover.
Yeah. But
there's so many different ways. You're not limited to any of this, but these are just ways that crystals can help support the different personality traits and character traits and the rationale behind pairing those crystals with them.
Right. So. Now, remember, if any of these things resonated with you, it doesn't matter if it's your sign or not your sign. Like, lean into the energies of the crystal. We actually have two crystal decks that we carry in the shop.
Yep.
Heather Ashkenazi's Daily Crystal and then Judy Hall's Crystal for Beginners. So I'm just going to do a quick pull to see what crystals are stepping forward for you guys for the next 2 weeks. We usually do a tarot card, but we figured why not, like, keep it on theme. What'd you get?
I got Garnet, my favorite.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite crystals. I call it a warm hug. These dodecahedrons are love bombs because they're grounding with love. They provide a sense of security and safety and just comfort, as if somebody's giving you a great big warm hug that you melt into, that you feel safe and secure. So I really love Garnet.
All right, I got...
Oh, and it says ignite your passion.
I got Apophyllite, so this is really interesting. So Apophyllite's all about connecting to your spirit guides, your angels, listening to the wisdom that comes from a place that isn't in your brain, right? So what's the wisdom that sort of like comes through to you in a channeled message, as well as connecting your physical realm with the spiritual realm? So that's Apophyllite. So you guys, I know this is a little bit of a long episode, but thank you for sticking with us. We'll be coming back for a part two for the second half of the Zodiac, starting with the most important sign, Libra.
Our sign.
Because that's our sign. Follow us on all the socials at Amityville Apothecary. As always, tell your friends about this podcast if you find it interesting. If you have topics for us, let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
And let us know if this helps you and if you agree.
Yeah, what's your favorite crystal and why do you connect it with your sign?
Yeah, I love to hear that. Thank you so much.
See you next time.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to us today. We look forward to connecting with you again soon, so be sure to come back for the next episode.
And make sure to follow us on social media. It's the fastest way you can get in touch with us at Amityville Apothecary, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And of course, like, subscribe to this podcast. We are eternally grateful for your support.